is no gray.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is the truth. Just black and white.
Now on, I smoke weed exclusively with white people. Calm down, motherfuckers. You win by default.
This is Danny Land.
Is that my cue? Well, set to go here?
I'm a little Night Ranger in the open, huh?
Welcome to Danny Land. All right, enough of the... Bring it up. Danny Land, I am Danny Trekolinski. I am your host. Our mission statement is kind of simple. 85% of the world is stupid, and welcome to the 15%. I apologize for being absent for quite some time here, actually. I think it's been about 2 weeks or so. I was in a motorcycle accident, and I've been told to shut up about it. Here's what I can tell you. I got a concussion, transported in the meat wagon to the trauma center. Hey, you know what? I want to signal out the West Palm Beach Police Department. They were super. The EMTs, the doctors, the nurses. I think I came in. Yeah, I'm into the hospital. St. Mary's here in West Palm Beach. Absolutely outstanding. Now, I wish I had a macho motorcycle story. I wish I could tell you that I was on my way to the Outlaws Clubhouse. Yeah. I was actually on my way to the library, or as some will say, the library. All right, follow me here. To return a DVD of Capote. Which is about as macho as Hillary Clinton's running mate. Okay, hey, here you go. Here comes the OCD. Caitlyn Jenner is more of a man than Tim Kaine. By the way, speaking of Hillary Clinton, I believe that we have her on the phone. Good morning, Mrs. Clinton.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Look, that's insensitive. It's absolutely uncalled for. I am politically incorrect. I like to find out where the line is, and then I like to cross it. But that, again, is uncalled for, and I will not stand for it.
I'm still standing better than I ever did.
Oh, boy. Yeah, now that we're talking about this, okay, let's take politics out of it. What the hell is going on here? Joe Biden, what was it yesterday, day before yesterday? What do we got here, Rod? This is August the 17th. A couple of days ago, he had to catch Hillary. Hillary's on stage, okay? And Joe Biden, our vice president, had to catch her. I mean, it looked like it was like Dancing with the Stars, okay? And Heather Mills, her leg falls off. That's what it looked like. Now, if something happens to our president, I think we all know this. If not, you're part of the 85%. But then the vice president becomes president, and we got to look to Hillary Clinton's running mate, which is Tim Kaine. I mean, the guy looks like he should be hosting a candle party. Let's go over to his house for some Tupperware. Why not?
How do you know if a guy is gay? If he wears capris?
Wrong.
If he has a bedazzled iPhone case?
Wrong.
If he likes it when you lube his hole and stick your fingers up his butt?
Wrong.
How ironic. I'm actually sitting on a road cone. An orange road cone. It's very nice right now this morning. That's how I get comfortable. Oh, God. Moving on. Next.
Donald Trump's senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, she was on CNN last night, as a matter of fact, to share her reaction to the big speech that Donald Trump gave in Wisconsin as he tried to, for lack of a better term, woo black voters with talk of more policing and less crime. Let's go to the clip.
I'm going to get Kellyanne because, Kellyanne, I would imagine you didn't get the takeaway from the speech that that some of us got when I said he made it seem as if, and I don't know if that was his intention, but as a person of color, that only people of color in this country commit crimes.
He didn't say that.
But
nor
that's
did
what.
He think
but that's
it
what.
Or,
that's
or
what
mean
he.
It.
I didn't hear him mention any other group but African Americans and crime.
Well, Don, I think the commentary.
Did you hear him mention
I
any other group?
I think the commentary
group?
In this entire program
Wait, before
so
you,
far.
Before, hang on, before
me,
you
I,
answer.
I didn't take copious notes.
Before
his,
you answer, did
shut
you
up.
Hear him mention any other group besides African Americans?
What I heard him do today, what I heard him do tonight, which is incredibly important. Is answer the call of all the
you
complainers
can, you can
that
say
he
that,
never...
Kellyanne, but I want you to answer my question first, because you're saying no, and I'm telling you that is what many people received. I can show
and
you
many people
received
did
that.
Not.
Did you hear him mention any other group besides African Americans when it comes to a particular speech?
What I heard him say is.
Yes or no, that, Kellyanne?
I don't recall, but okay. Why are you badgering me?
I'm not badgering you.
Okay, here's an interview secret, all right? You ask a question, and then you listen to the answer, and then you go back and ask a question about the question. I'm sorry, a question about the answer if you don't agree. But let the guest speak. Hey, ladies, how would you like to be married to this dick, huh? Imagine being his wife and you're ordering at a restaurant and you go, you know, I think that I'll have pasta. I also would like maybe a glass of red wine. And for dessert, I'm kind of curious. Key lime pie. Amazing. It's amazing this guy has a television show. He's rude. He's absolutely rude to his guests. It's true.
It's true. It's true.
All right, let's go to Alabama for this gem.
A strange twist revealed in a murder-for-hire case in Morgan County. Sarah Shepard is accused of paying an undercover police officer to kill her husband, and today her husband tried to help her get out of jail.
Hey, how about that? Alex, I'll take bad ideas for 100, please. I think I know the answer. Post her bond, buddy, okay? And let her, bring her home and let her make you dinner. Honey, what do we have? And I'm really sorry about you trying to kill me. Oh, you know what? I'm making a pasta and arsenic. All right. Well, in fact, why don't you come up here and help me slice the salad so I can cut your jugular? Forgiveness. Let's talk about this, okay? Forgiveness is when you stay out too late with the guys having beers at the bar, playing darts with fat guys, maybe even some Golden Tee. Okay, you're late. You're ignoring the phone calls. And you show up and you got brew on your breath, you're going to get forgiveness. You're going to have to sleep on the couch. That's pretty much a given. But you're going to be forgiven. When somebody tries to hire a hitman, I don't think that counseling is the answer. Incarceration is, however, part of the 85% right there. All right, moving on. Forgive me. I got to actually read this to you. So I want to make sure I get it right. Happened in Sumter County, Florida. Yeah, here in Florida. By the way, I'm in West Palm Beach. Did I mention that? Come visit. Don't stay at my house, but come visit. Florida man was arrested in Lady Lake after a Sumter County sheriff's deputy said the 28-year-old exposed his genitals to drivers while running across four lanes of traffic. Yeah, that's pretty good. Like stupid human tricks here. The man continued to flash the uniformed police, uniformed deputy.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah. And he's sitting there with his yogurt slinger. He's just throwing that thing around like a rope. The incident happened at 11:36 p.m. Gotcha, okay. Let's see here. According to the cop, he said, as I and another vehicle came closer to the subject quickly darted across four lanes of traffic with his shorts partially down. He stopped in the roadway and looked at both myself and the other vehicle where I observed his genitals to be fully exposed and his shorts to be partially dropped. The deputy activated his emergency lights. At what point do you put your cock away, okay? Started chasing the man on foot as he quickly walked away. When the deputy caught up the walker, his genitals were still his genitals were still in full view. I asked the defendant why his pants were down. The defendant looked down at his crotch and shrugged his shoulders, saying, "I guess I did something stupid."
If you're like me, you find it very hard to keep your dick dry. I left my dick unprotected, and it was warped out of shape in no time. I could barely recognize my own dick. Imagine that. Then I discovered Schaefer's New Zealand-style dick sealant. The best way to take care of your dick in three easy steps. First, wash your dick with soap and water. Then wait for your dick to dry. Once your dick is clean and dry, paint your dick with Schaefer's dick sealant.
Yes.
I used to be too embarrassed to invite people over to see my dick. But now, my dick's the talk of the town.
Hi, again, I'm Danny Chekolinski. I'm 52 years old and I'm in the fourth grade. Yeah. You know what? If you didn't laugh at that, then you need to leave. Get out of the room. That's it. Go. Leave. Turn around. Let me give you some penis advice, okay? Number one, You pull out your penis when you need to urinate. Number two, if you're still confused, I want you to refer back to rule number one. Now, the only exception is when a doctor is giving you directions. Let me explain here, okay? Back on September the 21st of last year, I had a heart block. It went down to 22. I'm in a coma for 6 days. I'm in the hospital for 3 weeks. I got a pacemaker put in. And this doctor comes in. And he identifies himself as a urologist. And he says, we're going to remove something we inserted into your penis. And I'm thinking, I'm glad, first of all, this happened when I was in the coma, because I would have a lot of questions. And I said, now keep in mind, I'm under the influence of the various narcotics that they have given me here at the hospital. So I said, well, you know, you're being very technical. There's so many other words for the word penis. And he looked at me and he's kind of incredulous and kind of confused, rather. And he says, such as what? And I went, here's what. I could have said so many things. I started with, well, Wang. And he was thoroughly disgusted. Well, again, he probably went to 15 years of dick school or whatever he had to do. So he then decides to yank this, was a sheath? Is that what it is? He pulls this thing like Copperfield pulling scarves out of his sleeve, all right? I mean, he just kept on pulling and pulling and pulling. I mean, there was enough string down there to fly a kite. I'm sorry, but this should not be in my urethra. This should be on the back of a tow truck. Lecture over. Is Hillary still on the phone?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I think you saw where that was going. Yeah, Roswell, Georgia, here comes the joke right now. Here it comes.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
All right, I gotta tell you this this story. I had a job interview. Now, first of all, I can't leave here in West Palm Beach because of what I can't talk about. And the word is litigation. We'll leave it at that, okay? So the program director, that's a guy that's in charge of all the air personalities, he gets on a conference call with the general manager. The general manager is the guy that's in charge of the radio station, okay? So the general manager's on the phone with me, and he goes, what are you scared of? I'm like, are you kidding me? Am I applying for a haunted house here? Do you come to work dressed like Heath Ledger's The Joker in the Batman movie? You know, you're underneath the desk and you go, boo! And I actually said, clowns. He goes, no. What are you afraid of? I'm like, clowns? Is this like one of the stupidest interview questions you have ever heard?
Today we're talking about how to answer dumb interview questions. There are all kinds of questions out there, like how many balloons would fit in the Empire State Building, or if you could be any color, what color would you be?
All right, wait. If I can be any color, what color would... I have an answer for that. I would like to be yellow. I want to be about 7 foot tall. I want to live on a street called Sesame. All right. I want a friend that eats too many cookies and one that lives in a garbage can. All right. By the way, here's my parking voucher, okay? Could you stamp it and let me get the hell out of here? Absolutely amazing. It never gets old to me. Is Hillary still on the phone?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
All right, I'm done with that, okay? I think I've beaten that to a near death. But enough about Chris Brown. Hey, don't kill the messenger here, okay? Did he do it? Yes, he did, all right?
True. It's true.
Danny Chekalinski, that is me right here. This is Danny Land. Appreciate you listening very much. Kind of made it a short one today so I can knock out another one by the end of the week. Most of all, the thanks goes to you. You're part of the 15%. 85% of the world is stupid. Appreciate you listening. Very, very much.
You have just experienced the truth.
What an incredible night this has been. What an amazing journey we have all been on.
Be Danny's Facebook friend at Radio Danny.
I'm going to go out and do a little cowboy.
He'll be sure to send you pictures of his wang.
Get your hand off my penis!
Do it live!
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
A bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana.
That's like an alarm clock. Woo, woo!